Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, Medford. 91.5 FM Freeform Radio.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
Birds Make Birds.
Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
Sure.
MFO Medford.
All right. All right. So we got that out of the way. Do we do our PSA? We'll do that a little later. Oh, we can do it now. We'll do a PSA now. Why don't we do a one about heroin?
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
That's probably why they call it dope. All right. It's Chris Earl. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. But today, Chris's Helpful Tips is going to take a little break. If you want to call in for a little advice, I'll take you. If you got a question. But for the most part, we're going to be doing a triple play today. What is a triple play? Triple play is three songs by at least 10 artists. I'm here with you until 8 p.m. I'm up from 5 to 7. I'm going to be playing the music. And then around 7 o'clock, Edward Buchard's going to come in, and we're going to chat a little bit, and we're going to talk PSAs and other things involving life in WMFO. All right, let's do a triple play. I'm going to start you off with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, 3 in a row.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Difference.
That's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Bad Reputation. Before that, Everyday People, Joan Jett and Blackhearts. I got one more for you because it's a triple play today. It's triple play with Chris Searle here with you until 8 p.m. Edward Bucher's coming in 7 o'clock, and he's going to join me, and we're going to talk PSAs. But until then, we are doing triple plays. So I got at least 10 artists, three songs apiece. So let's end the Joan Jett threefer with one that was written by Gary Glitter. She's still rocking at 65 years old. That's Joan Jett with the Blackhearts. She's a longtime Long Beach, New York resident since the late 70s. She, of course, was in The Runaways. And she's great. She is great. She opened up for the next threefer here. It's Bryan Adams. We need a little Canada today. So we're going to do a threefer from Bryan Adams here on Triple Play with Chris Searle. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio. WMFO in Medford, 855-915-9636, if you want to call in. As Canadian Brian Adams with Can't Stop This Thing We Started, I believe from 1991. This next one is from 1998, I believe. It's live. Everything I do it for you, in parentheses. Or is it just everything I do? I don't know. That's good. You're going to like it. It's from Party at the Palace. All these palaces having parties. And Brian Adams was at one of them, and he sang. Here it is.
Look into my eyes, and you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul, and when you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell me it's not worth trying for. You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. But you know it's true. Everything I do it for you. Look into your heart, and you will find there's nothing there to hide. Just take me as I am, take my life. I will give it all, I would sacrifice. Don't tell me it's not worth fighting for. I can't help it, there's nothing I want more. But you know it's true. Everything I do, I do it for you.
Happy Jubilee, everybody. Why don't we ever have a Jubilee here in the U.S.? We need more Jubilee. I like the Cherries Jubilee. That's a good one. I was going to play a little. I'll play a little more Brian Adams in the background while I'm talking about him. And then I'm going to play the new single. Well, it's kind of new. It's 2022, So Happy It Hurts. I believe it's So Happy It Hurts. So Happy It Hurts? Yeah, that's what I'm going to play. Background's Heat of the Night. It's a great one, but I always play this one, so I'm going to just chat over a little bit. Bryan Adams is 64 years old. He's a little younger than Joan Jett, but he was the headliner. And they did a great job. It was back at the Boston Garden in the spring of 2023, if we can think back that far. I know it's difficult for some of you. Let me tell you, Everything I do it for you. That song was huge. I'm going to tell you what huge was for a song. All right? It sold 4.1 million units. You know what that means? That means everybody bought that song. That's like, imagine going to iTunes and purchasing, you know, a tune from like the local Shake Your Ass, you know, 2024 single. 4.1 million times. That's what Bryan Adams did. He was spinning. He was, you know, those discs were spinning all over the land. 4.1 million units. That song, Everything I Do It For You, was number one, get this, in the U.S., in the U.K., in Switzerland, in Sweden. Number one on the Dutch chart in the Netherlands. Number one in Ireland. Number one in Germany. Number one in Austria. Number one in Australia, and number one in his hometown of Canada. That song was number one in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different charts in 1991. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. The movie, it sucked. But the song, pretty damn good. And if you want to see Bryan Adams walking out in Sherwood Forest, it's in the end credits of the VHS copy of Robin Hood, The Prince of Thieves. Well, they should have called it Robin Hood Mullet Head. It's Kevin Costner basically doing a English accent for about 25 seconds, and then he decides to talk American for the rest of the movie. Sean Connery shows up for no apparent reason at the end for about 3 seconds. And they're like, oh, we had some extra money. Let's get Sean Connery. It'd be great just to have Sean Connery show up in your movies for 3 seconds at a time. We didn't see enough Sean Connery. We need more Sean Connery. We got enough Kevin Costner. I think he's great. But, you know, does he have to play a cowboy all the time? All the time? You know? Perfect World. That's a great movie, Kevin Costner. Check that one out if you haven't seen that. Waterworld. You want to see Dennis Hopper smoking butts and stealing oil from everybody? I think they steal all the oil, right? Or is that Mad Max? One of the two. I don't know. Everybody's running out of resources in those supernatural 90s movies. All right. Let's play that Bryan Adams threefer since I talked over this one. It's like a 3.5 for you. This was the hit single from 2022 by Bryan Adams. Let me tell you how this one fared in the 2000s. So here he is in 1991 with number one in the land in 10 different countries, and this is how So Happy It Hurts did. 85, peak chart position, 85 in Switzerland. Didn't even make the top 100 in Canada, didn't make the top 100 in UK, nor anywhere else. Does that mean it's a worse song? I don't think so. I think it's pretty damn good. But that's where Bryan Adams is. That's called persevering, man. 30 years later, you had a number one hit in 10 countries. And then you're at number 85 on the Swiss charts. I'd just move there, you know. They'd recognize you. You get free chocolates. All right. It's Triple Play here with you until 8 p.m.
Get there too. happy it hurts.
That's pretty good. I love it. It's great. He's basically in a car and he's driving around the whole time. It's a fun video, and he puts his mom in the end. It's a nice little video there. Great. Should have been higher than number 85, but what do people know now? Nobody listens to tunes anymore. I blame my generation for not sticking with Bryan Adams like I did. What's wrong with you people? He's great. Buy some of his albums, for Christ's sake. What are we doing? You know? Do we really need another person shaking their ass? No, we need Bryan Adams. We need rock and roll, everybody. Joan Jett, Bryan Adams, the first two of the triple plays. And I'm going to keep you rocking a little bit. This guy's Midwestern, and he's been around forever, too. And I love him. And I'm going to play a few that I don't normally play from him, either. I think you're going to enjoy this. This is John Mellencamp. He used to be John Cougar. Then he was John Cougar Mellencamp, and then he's like, no, my name's just John Mellencamp. No, now it's just John. No, just call me Jay. Why don't you just call me Jay? The guy's had so many different names, he's like, you know, come on, stick to it, John. It's like, come on. Like, imagine him, you know, when he dies. You're going to be able to have to prove, like, all of his different bank accounts. It's like, all right, so we have John Cougar. We have John Cougar Mellencamp. We have Old Ass Face. Anyway, here we go. Triple play, John Mellencamp.
Got stones in my best take my life, all my money too. I say to you, baby, what you trying to do? I say,
to start of a triple play with John Mellencamp.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore?
Listen at WMFO in Medford.
I see it on TV, we get calls on the phone by the prophets of doom. They won't leave us alone. The planet is down.
is no time to spare. We spend all our days sowing seeds of despair. We get enough bad news to harden our hearts. This fear that we feed on is what's keeping us apart. To say that we're doomed is just an obvious remark. And it don't make you right, it just keeps you in the dark. I don't want to live angry, I don't want to live scared. I don't need no more prophets crying, brother, beware. Just put some work in my hands and give me a dollar to spare. And don't let me sow those seeds of despair. Swallow our bones. It was here long before us. It'll be here when we're gone. It's a vain generation that looks for a sign. Don't you think we could make better use of our time? Yeah, the air could be cleaner and the water could too. But what we do to each other are the worst things that we do. And we can treasure our freedoms behind our locked doors. But Godspeed the day when we're lonely no more. I don't want to live angry, I don't want to live scared. I don't need no more privates crying, brother, beware. Just put some work in my hand and give me a dollar to spare. Don't let me sow the seeds of despair.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. The show is normally Chris's Helpful Tips, but we're doing Triple Play again today. I did it for a number of years. I like to do it every now and then. Get to play three songs from an artist. I usually do about 10 of them in a two-hour period. So we have done three so far. We just did John Mellencamp. That was Another Sunny Day, 1225, from the album Dance Naked from 1994, and before that, we had The End of the World and Stones in My Passway, as opposed to Stones in My Kidney, which is even worse, right? Anyway, let's do another one. What are we gonna do next? Oh, it's Birthday Boy. One of the Birthday Boys. I have two Birthday Boys that just had their birthdays the last few days. And this first one is, of course, Davy Jones, also known as Old Ass Face, and David Bowie, of course. So I'm going to give you three from David Bowie. This first one is Sorrow. Now, let's do Lady Stardust. Yeah, we'll skip Sorrow. We'll do Lady Stardust. This is a nice one. Yeah.
Up on his face, laughed at his long black hair, his animal grace. The boy in the bright blue jeans jumped up on the stage, laid his daughter, sang songs of darkness and disgrace, and he was old. The band was all together, yes, he was all right.
empty towns. Emerge from shadows to watch this creature bear. Boys stood upon their chairs to make their point of view. I smiled sadly for a love I could not obey.
Let the mess
That's good stuff. That's Davy Jones, David Robert Jones. He was born on January 8th, 1947. We got to know him professionally and biblically as David Bowie. Yeah, he died in 2016, 8 years ago now, right? Is that 8 years? Wow, 8 years ago. Died the same year as Prince. That was a rough 2016, rough year for music. Seeing Bowie go and Prince. Rough one. Anyway, he's great. He's going to play Sorrow, but I don't know. I'm gonna pick another one here. Let me have a look-see. Let's have a look-see. Yeah, but no. I really want to play that one. Oh. Nah, I don't play this one that often. This one's great. Yeah. Diamond Dogs. Here we go. You're listening to Triple Play with Chris Earle. This is number 3 from Bowie. Here with you till 8 p.m. WMFO in Medford. Happy birthday, David.
Protected for it, it's plain to see. The diamond dogs are poachers and they hide.
Born in London, England, David Robert Jones, January 8th, 1947. He passed away the 10th of January, 2016, at the age of 69 years old in New York City. We loved him. We loved him. David Bowie. I mean, what an artist. What a great artist. And if you haven't listened to any David Bowie, it's a great place to spend some time. If you're a music fan and you're just learning, you know, a little bit about albums and stuff, go out and listen to some David Bowie. I'd say start with Diamond Dogs. Sure. It's a great one. Ziggy Stardust is always good. Ziggy and the Spiders from Mars. Aladdin Sane's great. Black Star's great. They're all great. David Bowie was great. It's one of my favorite words, too, was great. How you doing? Great. You know? How you doing? Great. Some guys are great. How's everything? Great. Well, what should we do next? How about, this is actually, I love this group. This is a great little group. And they were around the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, 2000s, I think. I don't really know, actually, to tell you the truth. My friend, my dad, he was kind of a little, he was kind of a little skeptical of this group. They were active, actually, I just looked it up, 1953 to the present day. And my dad used to tell me he was only a fan of three of the four tops. I like all four.